Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Sharon. Welcome to the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Thank you so much for joining me today. This is Sharon, and I'm always delighted when you take time out of your day to listen to the show. It is a beautiful day where I am today. I hope it's beautiful where you are. And even if the sun's not shining, it may be a little bit overcast, it's still a beautiful day. If you have someone that loves you and cares about you, someone who checks in on you from time to time, if you have a warm place to sleep, if you have food, you're not starving, it's a good day. And even if you're having some challenges, even if you're having some situations that you're not sure how you're going to come out of it, it can still be a good day. It can. So thank you so much for joining me today. And this week, we are going to be continuing a discussion that I think is very important. As you know, the last couple of weeks, we have been talking about areas as it related to retirement. We've talked about some statistics. We've talked about quite a bit. And there are a couple other things that I want to address in regards to those things. So when we come back from this short break, we are going to dive right in. And, of course, you know, if you have questions or comments, feel free to dial in 215-383-3872, 215-383-3872, 215-383-3872, push option 1, and you will be put into the queue for questions. And, you know, I say it every week, I do, and I have a reason for saying it every week. It's because I really mean it. I do. To all my faithful listeners, the ones who've been with me since day one, oh, I just love, love, love you. You are the best. You have been there to encourage me. You've been there through some pretty rough times. You've been there through some wonderful and happy times. And I just love, 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 love you. Thank you so much for your encouragement, for your support. And for those who may be new to the show, I just want to say welcome, welcome. I hope that we will say something that will be of interest to you because we do our best to bring information that enlightens, informs, and entertains. And you're probably wondering, well, how do we do that? Well, the mission of this show has been to do our best to build strong businesses in the community, because if we build strong businesses, we may be able to help put people to work. So we try to bring information as it relates to entrepreneurship, starting businesses, sustaining those businesses, leadership training, workforce development. We talk about technical news. We discuss relationship issues because we do feel that we all are relational and we need to know how to treat people. How to treat people, how to manage people. We need to know those things. So we try our best to bring that type of information to you right here on this show. So that was a mouthful, right? So with all of that being said, when we come back from this short break, we want to dive right in. Thank you so much again for joining me. This is Sharon.
Gatewood Marketing is a company that can take you from your small beginnings
to your moderate business operation on into websites and marketing, everything. So I thank the Lord for Robert and Gatewood Marketing.
Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me. We're going to dive right into our topic today. As you know, the last few weeks we've been talking a little bit about retirement and areas and questions and concerns that people have had in regards to retirement. And I am excited to be bringing some information to you. Thank you for all your patience. And for those who have questions and you may not have been able to get your questions through, you haven't been able to get your questions through, just send them to me. You can send them to the website, www.enjoylifeinc.com. You can send them there. I'll be more than happy to answer your questions. But as I stated before, retirement is a whole lot different than it used to be back in the day. And if you missed any of those shows, just go back to our archive shows. You can find them, and you can be brought up to speed on where we are today. But we talked a little bit about how the retirement system is changing, how things are changing, how Social Security is changing, how your approach to retirement may need to change as well. We talked about what are some goals of retirement and income planning. And this is a topic that is for anybody that's currently in the workforce, you're considering entering the workforce, you may be in college and getting ready to enter the workforce, you may be 5 days from retirement, or you may be retiring this week. Congratulations if you are. Or you may already be retired. Congratulations to you too. But these topics are relevant to whatever state you are in as it relates to retirement. So we talked about how Social Security is changing. And one of the things that I thought was so amazing was the number of people that are living so much longer now because of the advances in medicine, science, and technology. Americans are living longer than ever before. That's right. They really are. They're living well in the 80s, and the average life expectancy in the U.S. is about 78.8 years, but you know people are living a lot longer than that. In fact, I have some coworkers who've talked about their family, their mothers being 90 years old, so people are living a lot longer, and the number of people aged 65 and older is expected to grow to about 98 million by 2060. And I've already shared this with you, but I just had to share it again. And guess what? Those who are 85 and over, that age group is expected to nearly triple. Back in 2015, it was about 6 million. Well, by 2040, it will be about 14.6 million people. Isn't that wonderful? So what does that mean? That means a lot of things. That means that there are going to be a lot of people that may not necessarily be in the traditional workforce anymore. And, of course, that will have an impact on the Social Security resources. And so people are wondering, will Social Security be able to sustain itself with those types of numbers? So what are you supposed to do? Well, depending on where you are as far as retirement, whether it's pre-retirement, post-retirement, or you're considering, there are some things that you might need to know. People are typically also working longer, and the expected retirement age, people aren't retiring at 65. That people are really starting to work till they're 70 or older, and some are not going to ever retire. So what are some goals that you really need to keep in mind when it comes to retirement? Well, many financial advisors or those who practice financial services are beginning to focus on this growing market. People are asking questions to know, How much money am I going to need? Typically, that was the only concern people had was how much money am I going to need when I retire? Is it going to be enough to sustain me through my retirement years? Well, it was really important to know how much money, but now more and more people are wanting to know, will I be able to maintain my independence when I retire? Or will I be able to travel and have enough financial security so that I can enjoy this stage of life? People, you know, have worked so long, now they wanted to enjoy life and travel and spend time with family and loved ones. Some people even get married again. Yeah, so will they have enough financial security for that? And also achieving personal satisfaction. You will find that many who retire look at hobbies that they enjoy are starting to make careers, not careers, but are starting to use that as a work choice or even a new career choice. And also, will you be able to maintain a level of dignity while you're aging? You know, and what does that mean exactly? Then people are also asking questions and wondering, will I have peace of mind to know that my loved ones will be taken care of? These are all very, very important questions. So no longer is it a question of just, will I have enough money? People are starting to ask more questions because they are living longer and they do want the quality of life to be beautiful. So, again, go back and take a listen to the archive shows. But today, I want to talk a little bit about the fact that there are certain goals that you should have during retirement. I touched on it a little bit. I'm going to touch on it a little bit more in detail. And some of the goals that you should keep in mind when you're looking at retiring. One, making sure that your assets continue to grow, that you continue to have growth of assets. Another thing you want to consider as a goal is making sure that you're doing your best to protect the savings. And if you're retired or if you're looking at retirement, will you be able to make withdrawals from the money that you've saved for retirement and still protect your savings in some way so that you have enough when you know, enough to sustain you through your life? And what about taxes? Another goal should be to look at minimizing taxes. Covering your health care expenses. As you know, typically as you mature, the probability of having health or medical issues increases. Now, there are some people who are in their 80s and 90s and they don't have a health issue. Not one health issue. Don't take any type of pills, drugs, medicines, and they're very healthy. And also generating enough income to last you for your lifetime. That is a goal. And one goal as well is leaving a legacy for your heirs and your beneficiaries. And is it prudent to also go a little bit further and do your best to plan so that the taxations for your beneficiaries and heirs are minimized? So those are some things that those are some goals that you definitely need to have in mind. Now, one of the areas, we talked already a little bit about trying to make sure that your assets continue to grow. We talked about diversifying. If you have stocks, if you have any type of bonds, investment funds or whatnot, it's not a bad idea to make sure that you diversify so that if you have a loss in one area, hopefully you have a growth in another, and it kind of evens or balances things out. You want to make sure that you continue to secure those types of growth and minimize your risk. Also, generating enough income. How can you go about generating enough income? How do you know how much income is enough income? These are all questions that I'm sure you and others have, and there are some answers to those questions. Protecting your savings, how do you go about it? What is the safe withdrawal rate? For instance, how much should you withdraw to make sure that you're not withdrawing too much? If you have assets, whether it's a significant amount of assets or not so significant, how do you go about determining what's a safe withdrawal rate? So these are questions that if you have, we can talk about it, but I'm going to recommend that you also consider scheduling an appointment with a financial practitioner or someone who is very good at retirement planning. Everybody's not good at it, so you definitely have to do your due diligence and do your research, but I do want to encourage you to do that. Now, when you take a look at retirement, there are some assumptions that you have to make, and these are things that when you're working and you're sitting down with human resources, they may or may not always go over these types of things with you, but you need to have a systematic approach to your retirement income planning. All right, so we've already talked about how much are you going to need. What amount should you withdraw every year from your existing assets to make sure that you're not taking too much out? How should you allocate your resources, your assets, as far as diversification? Which assets should you tap into first to provide income? Those are wonderful, wonderful questions. And I want you to keep these questions in mind because I want to present these questions to you in the event that you haven't thought about it, and then I want to go ahead and start answering some of these questions for you, okay? So before you jump into any type of step-by-step process in determining income needs and, you know, asset liquidations and things of that sort, we probably should look at what accumulation period are we looking at. You know, we have to take a look at life expectancy and also the time value of money and the expected rate of inflation. These are all variables. These are all assumptions that we have to make in order to come up with some number. And when we talk about accumulation period, exactly what does that mean? What is an accumulation period? Well, accumulation period is the amount of time that you have to accumulate your retirement assets, okay, the number of years. For instance, someone who is, let's just say, 55, they have 9 to 10 years to start accumulating assets. And I say 9 to 10 years, you know, depending on when exactly that person is going to start retirement and start tapping into their funds. In most cases, most people typically will retire between 60 and 65, but we already talked about how people are working longer. So how much time will you have from the time you start working to the time you're ready to retire to start accumulating funds and assets and resources for retirement? That's the accumulation period. And, of course, life expectancy, as you know, people are living longer. And as we've already said, currently in the United States is about 78 years. The life expectancy is about 78 years. So you may have 20, 25, 30 years may be your accumulation period that you may use. It just depends on when you're wanting to retire. And, of course, we've also talked about inflation and how it can have an impact on your money. That's something that we also have to take a look at is inflation. So when you're looking at retirement, it's a little bit more than, okay, how much can I accumulate in 10 years? And you say, okay, I'm going to put $250 or $50 aside, you know, every month or per week for retirement. But there's some other things that you need to take a look at as well. And inflation is a huge one that you have to use or you have to account for as well. And as far as your retirement process, One of the things that you also have to take a look at is what kind of expenses do you think you're going to have when you retire? You know, most people don't really think about it. You know, when you're working, you're just working, and you look forward to having a job. You're taking care of your day-to-day expenses. You're having fun. You're doing things. But most people don't consider what type of lifestyle they want at retirement. Because depending on the type of lifestyle that you want can also determine what you need to be doing today. Estimating your retirement income needs. One of the ways that we can start to do that is to kind of project what your expenses may look like at the time of retirement. And, of course, if you work long enough and you save long enough, most of the time, but not all the time, sometimes there are certain expenses that will not be there anymore. And then there are other expenses that you will have that you may not have had when you were working. For instance, housing expenses. Many times when a people retire, sometimes their mortgages are paid for. And sometimes they're not, but sometimes they are. So paying a mortgage may not be an expense that you had at the time. Things like utilities may go up because you're at home more than you were when you were working. So you're using more of your utilities before. All right. Now, transportation costs may change because you're not using as much gas going back and forth to work. It may or may not change, just depending. So that's what I mean. Some of your expenses may go up. Some of them may disappear. And then you may have new types of expenses. For instance, medical expenses. You may have more medications now, or you may have your insurance cost may go up. So there may be differences in expenses as you draw nearer to retirement or when you retire. So those are things that you kind of need to just take a look at, right? And what your income needs will be at that time. Now, the next thing that you would need to do, and I will share with you maybe one other thing. The first one, of course, your expenses. Will your expenses look like? The second thing is, what will be your sources of retirement income? What type of sources of retirement income will you be able to access at that time? Right? Most people today that retire are looking towards retirement. They have Social Security that they have paid into. They may have an employer program or retirement plan that their employer sponsored while they were working, like a pension or retirement 401k plans. And if you're self-employed, you may have a different type of retirement plan, individual IRA. And then savings and investments. Those are typically the three sources of retirement income that people tap into once they retire. Once again, that's Social Security, an employer pension plan or retirement plan, something that was sponsored by your employer, and personal savings and investments. Now, these are things that you need to look into. Now, Social Security Administration typically sends statements out that give you an idea as to what type of monthly income you will have from Social Security once you retire. And you may have that. I advise you to keep those nearby, keep those handy, keep those in a place so that if you do decide to sit down and talk to someone and they do an assessment or do a plan for you, you have that information available. These three sources are typically considered the cornerstone of a person's retirement income. So if you have put a certain amount of quarters into Social Security, then you should receive something. But as we stated earlier, due to the fact that so many people are living so much longer, Social Security may not look like it looks today 20 years from now. So you need to start including other strategies in your plan in the event that Social Security isn't there or you don't receive as much from Social Security. But right now, Social Security employee-sponsored plans and personal savings, those are the cornerstones of a retirement plan to a large extent. The only one that most people have control over is the personal savings and investments. So that will look different in a few years or even a 5, 10, like I said, 15, 20 years. Things may change. So I'm encouraging you to look at your own personal savings. Make sure that that area, which is pretty much the only one that you can control, make sure that you're doing as much as you can in that area. All right? Now, one of the points that I want to make as well before we go, we've talked about how to project your expenses, what may your expenses look like. That's something you need to look at. We talked about the components of the resources that you will have typically when you retire. But also, some things you may want to consider, we mentioned that personal savings, possibly some vehicles that you may want to consider or take a look at, annuities or other areas that you can have assets increase and invest, because you may need those funds to cover some of your discretionary living expenses, traveling and gift giving. So that's really important. We may come back to that because I think that's important. I'll determine if we want to come back to that or not. All right. So we've kind of taken a look at some things that you want to consider, goals that you need to have for retirement, resources that typically will be available for retirement when you're ready to retire. And we've also taken a look at the fact that you really need to make sure that your personal savings, that you're really putting that aside in the event that Social Security is limited or it's not the same as it is today. There were some studies that have been done, which I won't go into some of those right now. I think I just really want you to consider the things that we've talked about already. If you are looking at investing, there are some things you need to consider as well. Whether if you're close to retirement, what types of investments are suitable for you? And I know that question comes up a lot. Well, I want to invest. Should I go ahead and invest right now? Well, it really depends on whether or not you have your savings, your emergency savings, if you are taking care of your current expenses. It also depends on how close you are to retirement, if you need to invest in risky things or you need to kind of invest in fixed assets, if you need to do a combination of the two. It really depends on where you are. So one of the things I encourage you to do, if you can, sit down and talk with somebody who knows about retirement strategy, who knows how to assist you with how much cash you should have, if you should invest in bonds, if you should invest in stocks, what are some differences in some of the retirement strategies based on where you are. Those are some things that you really need to be mindful of, and I encourage you, if you're not sure what to do, sit down and talk to somebody. But not only sit down and talk to somebody, you know what you can also do? You can listen to this show. You can listen to this show because we're going to do our best to bring you more information as it relates to this very important matter. It's always a delight to talk to you and have you with me on this show. And I hope that you learned a little bit about some things you need to process and consider as it relates to retirement. Whether you're considering retirement, whether you're already retired, whether you're retiring this week or next week, these are some questions that you need. Thank you so much for joining me today. You know, my dad used to tell me, he said, you know, if you want to be successful in life, you need to surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are. And I've done that through the years, and I still do. And I'm encouraging you to do the same thing. Surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are. Thank you so much for joining me, and I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day. And remember, start your plan. It's never too late to start your plan. So start your plan today and make it a good day. Thank you for joining me. This is Sharon. Have a wonderful, wonderful week.